Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The talent that's here and the talent that is continuing to develop here. We obviously have some mainstay guys like Ian Happ.
Ian Happ, Cubs all-star outfielder.
Drilled in the air. It's got a chance. Get out the tape measure for Ian Happ. All the way on to Waveland Avenue.
Absolutely crushed that ball.
What I love about Ian is very dedicated and serious about his craft.
Gold Glove Award winner.
And Happ makes a great catch up against the left field fence.
And that robs a home run.
Host of the Compound Podcast.
There's a lot of those, especially with the sun and wind and the clouds at Wrigley. It's hard in April and it gets hard again in September with kind of the sun sits a little bit lower in the sky. So you know, there was a couple sun balls in that series.
You got two gold gloves for a reason. I mean, you're catching it.
Connect Roasters coffee enthusiast.
Here's a man that probably has five fresh pots a day.
Ian Happ with Bernstein and Holmes on 670 The Score.
We toast you, Ian Happ.
Let's talk some baseball with Ian Happ of your Chicago Cubs. He joins us on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa Sports app today. The two-time Gold Glove winner, indeed, and host of the Compound Podcast and current war leader of the Chicago Cubs, according to Fangraphs, is on Twitter at IHAP_1. Ian, how are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Really good. You know what I did? I looked up the Japanese word for horse. Because Shota Imanaga is at 166 in a third innings pitched this year, which in the modern MLB is pretty phenomenal. The word for horse in Japanese is Uma, just pronounced just like Uma Thurman, and it must say something about this young man, not so young, but about this man, that he's been able to have this kind of season, being this available, this reliable, and still this effective.
Yeah, he's been great, and he's going to get close to 180 innings this year. Obviously, the performance last night was fantastic, but you know we've had a little bit of the injury bug with the starting pitchers, and you know some guys have been really consistent, really good for us, but he's been kind of the leader all the way, and just been phenomenal. I think if you take out maybe one or two, you know, he's had maybe two bad starts, and the consistency of, you know, what he's been able to do has been super impressive. And there's a reason why he's, what is he, 14-3 now? There's a reason why we have a chance to win every time he goes out there.
Are you surprised at just how effective he's been in terms of adjusting from, you know, Japan to here? And I know he's an older rookie, if we're using that word to describe his first season in the major leagues, but just how effective he's been, not just now, but from really from start to finish.
Yeah, I think when you look at the just how excited people were for, you know, Yamamoto to come over, Shota was a little bit overshadowed in the conversation last offseason. And so for him to be as good as he's been, and as consistent as available, I think the hardest part is the adjustment to the schedule. You know, in Japan, you throw once a week as a starting pitcher. So they have a six-man, they have one day a week off. And so to come over to do what he's done and throw on 5 days, you know, 4 days rest every fifth day. You know, there's been a couple of times when they pushed him back to make sure he gets six, or when we're working around off days to make sure that he gets, you know, the full 5 days in between. But, you know, he's been out there, he's been available, he's gone deep into games, and it's been really impressive.
The other major story has been the vector for Pete Crow Armstrong's career. I don't know if you saw the piece on FanGraphs that Michael Bauman wrote, looking at this second half that PCA is having and saying, if this sustains, if he's even an average hitter, let alone an above average hitter with elite speed, defense, base running, like 99 percentile on that stuff, as far as value goes, he could be touching like peak Lorenzo Cain. Like, there's potential, and maybe you saw it, but he could be a six-win player if he does this stuff like he's doing it right now.
Yeah, for sure. He's got all the tools to do it, right? The, you know, his defense and base running, the value that he's going to provide there from the WAR system is going to be, it's always going to be fantastic, you know? And so you get a full season of him in center field and him, you know, running the bases and stealing bags. That's going to be huge. And then what he's been able to do offensively the last couple months has obviously been a huge boost for us and a huge lift. And it's so easy for a young player like that to, there's a huge adjustment to the league. It's as hard as it's ever been to hit. It's so different from, you know, what you're seeing in AAA. And I think you've seen kind of as he's continued to make adjustments and continued to develop just what the tool set looks like and the ability. And so it's been fun to watch. It's been awesome to see it come together. Double digits homers is an important, you know, thing. That's awesome. And I think you continue to see the development day in and day out. Excited for him to finish strong and then see what it looks like moving forward.
When a player breaks through like that at the major league level, whether it's PCA, whether it's yourself, anybody, as you observe that, what kind of different approaches do you have in terms of maybe your comfortability? Not that you ever get all that comfortable, but when you can do it for a sustained stretch, what can that do for someone's confidence?
Joe Maddon had this great this great thing that he told us one spring training, and it was the five levels of players in the big leagues. And I'm sure a lot of people have heard this before, but, you know, I'm happy to be here was the first one. And then, you know, you're trying to get to a place where you say, I belong. And I think the second one was, I'm just trying to stay. And then you finally get to a place where it's, I belong. And so I think that's kind of, as a young player, you're trying to get there. You know, when you're happy to be here, it's one thing. And then the fight to stay in it is another. But when you really feel like you belong and you're a major league player, you know, that's another level of confidence where you come to the ballpark every day, you're in the lineup, you're getting run out there, you're playing against righties, you're playing against lefties, and you feel like you're an established big league player. And so for guys to get to that point, and I think Pete's kind of making that turn to, you know, I belong here, I'm a big leaguer, and it gives you a sense of, you know, I don't have to fight to stay up here or stay in it. I am a part of this team and a part of what winning looks like. And so that's just a huge, you know, mental hurdle to get over in this league.
What are the fourth and the fifth levels then? Because I just want to keep going. Yeah,
happy to be here. I'm just trying to stay, and then we need two before I belong.
No, I belong is three. Four is I just want to get paid. So the guys that are heading into free agency, you know, and haven't had that big bite at the apple yet, I just want to get paid. And then the fifth level is I just want to win. So guys that have been paid, they're everything's taken care of, and now I just want to win. And it was a pretty unbelievable list from Joe of actually the stages of a baseball career.
So you're clearly in stage five.
Yeah, we got a few guys in stage five now. And he talked about, you know, stage one, three, and five are good, and stage two and four are kind of the ones that, you know, you don't want to spend too much time in those windows or have too many of those guys on your roster. So it was interesting just kind of the way he broke it down. And that, you know, some of those teams that we had, and especially, you know, you look at that, the kind of the team in 17 that I was on, but the team in 16 as well, you know, you had a bunch of guys in kind of the one, three, and five. You know, you had the veteran guys who were in five, the Lesters and the Lackeys. And then you had a bunch of young players that were happy to be there, and some guys like, you know, Rizzo, and that were in the, you know, kind of the between the three and the five. So it's interesting just when you look at guys throughout their careers and what kind of stages everybody's in.
I actually had not heard that before.
Yeah, I hadn't heard it either. I'm so glad you shared that with us.
That's really good. And, you know, we could say some of the stuff about Michael Busch, too, who was, you know, he was roadblocked as a triple-A guy in an organization full of resources. And the guy's NL Player of the Week, and pretty amazing performance. Some of the balls he hit were just moonshots.
Yeah, and you go through a full big league season, right? And he had the stretch at the beginning where he had a homer in like five or six straight games, and he really hit lefties well all year. And then the little bit of period where it was maybe a tough stretch in August, and that is what putting together a full season looks like. You know, it's not where you're at on June 1st. It's not where you're at on August 15th. It's kind of the full picture that you put together. And so that, you know, his week last week going back to Dodger Stadium was obviously hitting some of those balls was awesome to see. And then he really hits the balls hard to Colorado, and he hit two balls last night. He hit one in the air pull side. The wind was kind of blowing in that didn't go. And then he hit a ball 107 at like 38 yesterday. That's definitely a homer in Colorado, but wasn't a homer weekly last night. So he's had a lot of really good swings. He's handled the bat well. He's walked. I've said this to you guys before, but the defense at first base, the work that he's put in over there, he's right now, as far as defensive run saves, yeah, I think he's top three in baseball, or at least in the NL defensively. And so, you know, all of those things together have been super impressive.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh,
I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you look at where you guys are now at the standings, I don't know how much you pay attention on a day-to-day basis, but I guess this would be the time you would pay attention on a day-to-day basis here in the back half of September. What are your thoughts on the way, I guess, the race is kind of shaken out and chasing two teams in the Mets and the Braves that are ahead of you by a good margin, and you're just kind of running out of time right now?
Yeah, we definitely need a little bit of help. We need some things to go our way with what other teams are doing right now, but it's a situation where you have to play your game. You have to go out there like we did last night and play good, clean baseball and see how things shake out. And that's, it's cliche, but it is really as true as ever, is that you have to take it one day at a time, one series at a time, and you have to just play your game. Unfortunately, we're in a position where we don't exactly control our destiny, and so we have to hope that some things come back to us. But the only thing that we can't control is how we go out and play on a daily basis.
All right, Ian, a couple of years ago, I believe you called yourself something to the effect of a pretend Bears fan. I wonder, have you now reached the level of actual Bears fan, or have the loyalties been pulled in different directions?
No, that's the Bears are my number one team. We were on the plane on the way back from Colorado watching the game on Sunday. A lot of Bears fans in that plane and watching the quarterback run around a little bit. It was definitely not as thrilling as the week one. We were actually playing during week one, and I was getting updates from Bleacher Jeff in left field, and those are fun games at Wrigley in September when you have the fans in left field that are watching baseball but also paying attention to their phones and making sure that they're updated on the Bears score.
Do you have a fantasy league this year going to the clubhouse?
There's a fantasy league going. Yeah, tough start for my team, but we'll ride the ship.
It's so funny when I hear athletes playing fantasy sports. Is it weird at all, or was it ever weird for you, or just because you probably played well before you were major leaguers, is just kind of normal? Because like, you obviously know how fans can be a little fanatic when it comes to players playing fantasy anything. How is that correlation for you personally, knowing that you're probably on people's fantasy teams, but at the same time you take part in the same thing for a different sport?
Yeah, I don't ever blame the players. It's on the ownership of the team making bad decisions. It's never the players' fault in my fantasy league.
I love that.
Is Shota a football fan?
I don't think super into football. I don't think Shota or Saya are way into football. I'm not seeing them yelling at the TV in the clubhouse.
It just because Shota wore a Walter Payton jersey the other day. There was a picture of that. I mean, I know he's stylish and he puts a lot of thought into what he wears. I just didn't know how much he knew what that represented here in Chicago.
Yeah, I didn't talk to him about it. I'm not sure, but he's got the walkout going. He's the Blackhawks, and he's definitely embraced the city, which is awesome.
So, lastly, Justin Steele is going to join us here in a little bit, and we've got an hour to hang out just like we did with you the last time we were here at Budweiser Brickhouse Tavern. What are some topics of conversation that'll get him going? I'm told he's a big football fan, and I know he and I can talk some fishing. What else?
Yeah, you want to talk fishing with him. He loves getting out there in the water. He loves a little deep sea in the Gulf in the off season. You want to talk football, you can do an hour on The whole league. Talk about the whole league. Talk about fantasy. Talk about the players he likes right now. He loves it. He is as invested as anybody. So you get going fishing in football. You don't even have to touch baseball. Just fishing in football, you'll be good.
Outstanding. What do we need to know about what's coming up in your Connect Roasters and Charitable Empire?
We're actually going to do the last meet and greet of the year. We're going to do Thursday, 1 p.m., right across the street at Steingold's in the Zachary Hotel on Thursday. And we're going to get 30 tickets, I believe, to do a little last of the year. So we're excited about that. We actually just got the cold brew down in the clubhouse. So we got a keg that's going in. I just got the tap I brought in. So I'm going to keep the boys energized for the final stretch here.
Somebody could have brought some over today. That's all I'm saying. You know, right here. But
have somebody run upstairs to the front office and bring you guys down some cold brew.
Are you kidding? To get to the front office?
That's so much security.
Oh, you have to do your retinal scan and I think an anal probe they got to do. You're not allowed anywhere near those people.
No, that's a secure building. But we can have somebody run up there and bring something down for you. Figure that out.
Good. Well, we'll hold you to that. Ian Happ, thanks as always, man. We'll talk next week.
Appreciate it, guys.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.